FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450. Rutherford County's place to talk. Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
It's Christmas Eve, and this is going to be a little different type of broadcast today, but if you feel encouraged to join us in conversation, feel free to. The line's open right now, 893-1450. Wherever you are, give us a call, 893-1450. A friend of mine, Bruce Hamilton, is with us this morning. Bruce, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart, and Merry Christmas, one and all, in Rutherford County. I'm so glad to be with you this morning. Thank you for sharing your heart with us today.
Well, it's great having you with us. Bruce is the pastor of the Rockvale Church of God. And he's also in the Murfreesboro Rotary Club, which is where I know Bruce. And Bruce was in charge of the last meeting we had and had some wonderful thoughts and insights dealing with Christmas. And we wanted to have Bruce with us to share those today. We also have some other folks to share some things, too. And let's take some calls here, Bruce.
By all means.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm fine. How's Bart this morning?
Well, I think he's okay.
Yeah, looking across the counter from me here, he looks pretty good. He's all decked out in red.
I have known Bart for many, many years, and I'll have to agree with what some other lady said. He has done more than his share of good deeds for the people of Rutherford County.
I agree.
Thank you.
I personally...
Now, is this my favorite fisherman?
Well, I don't know whether he's your favorite fisherman or not, but he tries to fish.
I tell you, you're an inspiration to all of us, Mike. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just getting ready to go to town to do a column.
Oh, are you? Okay. Well, you picked a good day. It's no snow outside, just a little bit wet out there.
If you have something to do, then you go ahead and do it, whatever it is.
That's right. Just move forward with the day, and move forward with your life. And your life is something I think would touch everyone. You were very active. You were a swimmer. You were an athlete. And then you became blind, and that changed things, didn't it?
Well, yes. It really, really did. And I, you know, there's always hard times in this world, and I've probably had my share of them. But there's one thing that I remembered when I was young going to church. It was that if you have a lot of problems, that you go to the Lord and you lay them at his feet.
Amen.
Well, I was not a member of any church. So I joined the church. And as you know, being blind, I'd gone through three or four years of stumbling and bumbling around and not having any direction to go or not knowing what to do, having all kinds of trials and tribulations. So when I joined the church, I went down and I told the good Lord, I said, here's my troubles, all of them, and they're yours, and I'm gone. And I never looked back, and I have nothing to regret.
Amen.
You didn't let it slow you down at all? Mike is a just world-class fisherman. You've written books on it. You have a column that you do daily in the newspaper on fishing. It's amazing. And like I say, you are an inspiration.
Well, if I've helped one person in my life, then I'd say it was a successful life. That's about
You've
all
helped
you can
many.
Say.
Well, Mike, you have a super day, and Merry Christmas to you.
Well,
thank
Merry
you.
Christmas to you and to the good preacher over there.
Thank you, my brother. You have a wonderful, joyous holiday.
Every day is a great day.
Amen.
Go with that attitude, it will be.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
You
absolutely.
Guys have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Mike.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 893-1450. Now, there is the way to start in the Christmas spirit.
It's a wonderful way to be able to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there and to just go forward knowing that he takes care of them. That's what it's about.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Is that me, Bart?
That is you. Good morning.
Well, good morning and Merry Christmas to you and
Merry
also
Christmas.
To the minister.
Thank you, ma'am.
And we just thank God for being here to say those words today. I would like to one thing. I'm a leftover from the shopping swap. You said last call and I was still on the land.
Oh, no.
But anyway, it's all right. It was just rubbing my tan.
Well,
but
go,
I'd like to
go,
say,
go ahead and, go
if
ahead
I may,
and
a happy birthday to Miss Renzi Brown, that is a dear friend of mine and born on Christmas Eve. And my late brother was born on the same day, but he crossed over in 98. And every time I think of her birthday, I think of my brother, John. But I want to say to you, everyone that has spoken to you, Bart, about the good program that you have on your station that has inspired us all and has helped so many ways in the community. Because there's a lot of things with the doctors and even with your Christian programs on Sunday morning. It starts me off getting ready to go to church. So my oil is already burning high by the time I get there. I've been uplifted and inspired and just thanking God for the people that he has created. Of course, we know there are some things in this life that makes our heart a little heavy, but we know who's in control.
That's right.
So we have to keep on going. And I'd like to say good morning to all of the churches, including your ministers there this morning, that has helped our program, the domestic violence program, to make it a better life for the young people that's in these situations, that they need to be uplifted. And you have just, you're there so many times where you don't even know that you are in someone's life, because you have helped us all to look in a different direction, inform us on people that is out there that helps us, and we can know that they really mean what they are doing. They're trying to help someone. And we thank God for everybody. We thank him because we all minister in our own ways. We may not be the special cloud or one that's like the pastor that's there, but we thank him for who we are. And we just said Merry Christmas.
Will you do me a favor for you,
before
you wrap things up? Will you do me a favor? Tell me again the name of the lady you wanted to send birthday wishes to.
Miss Renzi Brown.
Renzi Brown.
R-E-N-Z-I-A-B-R-O-W-N.
Well, this is for her. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Renzi Brown. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much, and may God bless you all.
You have a great day.
One.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
I forgot to tell you, Bruce sings, too.
Well,
so,
I make joyful noises. We'll put it that way.
Now, at the Murfreesboro Rotary Club, you were in charge of the program this past week, and you shared with us some stories that deal with Christmas and also deal with some of the things that we're facing today that really touched our heart. And I thought, what you're saying, more people need to know about that. Could you share some of the things that you brought to Rotary Club last week?
Well, you know, there's got to be a dad or mom or grandma or grandpa that's going through one of my most favorite adventures about Christmas, and that's putting things together for their children. I will never forget, because I'm not a tool person, Bart. It's not that I'm allergic to tools, but tools just don't seem to want to work for me when I put them together. I remember my daughter's first Christmas when she wanted a bouncy horse for Christmas. You know, it's a rocking horse with springs and all this good stuff. And I went to the store and I got one, and there was this great big box, and three words were on the side of the box that sent chills right down my spine. Some assembly required. If you're not a tool person, the idea of some assembly required can be quite overwhelming. Spread the horse out in the back bedroom, hundreds of pieces there. My dad and mom were there, and they were keeping my daughter busy out at the other end of the house, but I just couldn't know, I couldn't tell if I could get screw A into slot D to attach to part B to fit on side E. I mean, all those parts were just so overwhelming. It took me the better part of the evening to put that horse together. And I did get it put together, but there was an awful lot of parts left over when I was done.
They just threw extra parts.
I like that. I do. I do. The thing that was so exciting was to see her hop on it for the first time and start bouncing all over the place with it. And what was even more fun, not only did it outlast her, but my son, who came along 5 years later, he fell in love with that horse and he bounced on it too. We had that horse, I guess, 10 or 12 years, and I ended up selling it at a yard sale for more than I paid for it. It's just crazy how those things work out. The thing is, though, I was not very comfortable with tools until I put that horse together. Now, still, do I use tools well now? No, not like I would like to. I have some handymen out in my congregation in Rockville that put me to shame. But I am not afraid to try anymore. And I would never have known to try if I didn't try putting that bouncy horse together so long ago. A lot of times we get handed things in life that seem like they're all in pieces. And we're not really sure how to put all the pieces of the puzzle together, but you never know until you let God lead you forward, put one foot in front of the other, and see where it takes you. Like me sitting here in your microphone this morning, I mean, that's an overwhelming thing, but you make people feel comfortable and you make them feel at home, as evidenced by all the calls that you got this morning saying that. And it's like we're sitting down to chat.
That's what it's all about.
What better topic to talk about than to be encouraged by the spirit of Christmas, to be encouraged by the love of your family, to be encouraged by the neighbors that we share. I don't know how many years before I came to Rutherford County that I drove through here on I-24 on my way to other places to know that this is home now and see just what a wonderful home it is truly amazing. We are who God calls us to be. We are who God helps us to be. We are putting the pieces together each day with some really special tools to make not just Christmas, but other days of the year equally special. I'm just so glad God taught us how to do it. You want music, I hear. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. I think it's neat that Santa Claus is so much a part of the holiday season because he's a tool that God uses to point us towards the real reason for the season. Santa was a real person back in the 4th century, did lots of things for children and people back then who couldn't have special times of their own, and we carry it forward today, reminding children that there's always a way.
Well, you mentioned also about putting together that bouncy horse.
Yep.
And how you were uncomfortable doing it, but you did it.
Yep.
And that says a lot right there. There may be some people right now who have a challenge before them, and they're uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But until you try to do it, you're going to stay in that uncomfortable zone.
It's true.
But once you start moving forward, you're going to accomplish some things, and you'll build confidence, plus you'll be helping some other people. Maybe that confidence needs to be started today.
Well, you know, a few weeks ago, I had a bit of an adventure. I had an attack of Bell's palsy.
Which had to be scary.
It was. We didn't know what it was when it first happened to me, because as I was going through my particular day, my wife said, "Something's wrong. Something's wrong." I said, "What do you mean?" "Well, the side of your face is all messed up." And I developed a paralysis in the right side of my face, and it was a while before I could get to the doctor, and it was kind of scary to feel so numb and everything. But when the doctor said, "I can tell you right now, it's not a stroke, you've got Bell's palsy, and you can get over it," it's taken me a bit longer than I would like, but most people who saw me when it first hit me and see me now are amazed that I've come so far so fast. It's not anything that I did. It's probably part medicine, but I know it's mostly God. God took care of things and God brought it back. When I stood before you all in Rotary on my family Rotary Day, the first time you saw me with my face all messed up.
I was afraid to say something to you. I thought he has had a stroke. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to say, your face looks different.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
did.
One of those.
It did.
Oh, yeah, it looked like you had been to the dentist and one whole side of your face was not moving.
That's about the way it felt, a numbness that just wouldn't go away. It really did. And try shaving when you can't feel one side of your face. You know, you're wondering if you're clipping anything or cutting anything that you shouldn't. It was a challenge. But slowly but surely, it came back. I have a wonderful healthcare provider. Her name is Lacey Morgan, and she has been very patient and taught me a great deal about myself since I've been here. And she just said, you just hang in there, take the medicine, do what I tell you to, and it will unfold. And it has. It has unfolded. And I can smile again. And that's so much better when you couldn't smile, and now that you can smile, it's amazing. And
We want everything quickly. I mean, why didn't this get fixed yesterday or the week before?
What's the microwave oven for? Instant gratification.
Yeah.
What's the DVR for? What's all these things that we have to sort of instantly take care of ourselves. Sometimes the best lessons and the biggest lessons come from patience and care and waiting on what God's got in mind to unfold. And he unfolds some wonderful things.
Oh, absolutely. And you right now, whether you're a parent, whether you're a neighbor, well, no matter what you are, you are a role model for somebody else. So if you are impatient about something happening, you're continuing that situation.
It's the truth. One of my favorite things that you all in the media do in Middle Tennessee is covering the return of troops to Fort Campbell and to the different guard armories around the area. I was just so touched this last week when a unit returned to Fort Campbell, and the first thing one young man did as he got back with his family was get down on his knees in front of a young lady, reach into his uniform pocket and pull out a ring box.
Oh,
now, needless to say, she was shocked and surprised and, of course, thrilled. She said yes right away. But I was just thinking about the young man because my son did what he did in the sense of the long trip back. When you leave Afghanistan, you fly from Kandahar Air Base to either Incirlik, Turkey. Well, no, you go to Incirlik first, then you go to either Shannon, Ireland, or Gander, Newfoundland on your way home. 26 hours of flying, 26 hours to sit down and think about what he was going to do when he got there to see that young lady, and what if she says no, and all of this good stuff. But he didn't get scared, he didn't get nervous, he did it, and the love that the two of them had just came out loud and clear in the story that they unfolded. I remember my own story, my son coming back from Afghanistan. And my wife and I were at Fort Stewart, Georgia, where he returned. And you see them coming across the tarmac, all lined up in formation together, back straight and tall and proud. And just, you could tell the excitement. But boy, when the formation broke, and that boy ran to his dad and his mom and just hugged and hugged and hugged us, it was worth all the Christmases in the world. For any family that's got a serviceman or servicewoman out there, we want you to know how much we all appreciate you here in Middle Tennessee. You have given something very precious to us in order to help us have the freedom that we enjoy and the life that we enjoy. And we are so thankful for your young men and young women who've done that for us. You're going to get through this time while they're away. You're going to get through it, and when they come home, life is going to even be more sweeter because they will. And I told you the story because I was thinking of Sandy Hook as well. I don't understand sometimes why people do the things they do, but we have to deal with whatever comes our way. And what touched me so was seeing those 20 children and their six teachers and realizing the sacrifice, the hurt, the heartache that those families in Connecticut are feeling. I taught community college in Florida for 13 years, and one of my classes was education. And I looked at a lot of those teachers and I saw faces that reminded me of my former students. It takes something to give of yourself like that. It takes even more to be willing to put your all right out there on the line if necessary to protect your kids, those that you love. And I am so proud not only of the six teachers that gave their all, but I am so proud of every teacher that we have in this community, be it at the elementary level, the middle school level, the high school level, the college level. It takes a special man or woman to pour out their hearts in a classroom to encourage young people to achieve their dreams and goals. And that, too, is what Christmas is about. Absolutely. Why else do you think God sent his son, Jesus, to the world in the first place? He knew our hopes, he knew our dreams, he knew our expectations, and he wanted us to know not only did he understand those things, but he was prepared to help us get there. I think it's amazing, this Christmas spirit that we celebrate, this special time of year where peace on earth is not just something that's talked about, it's practiced in so many ways. Were it not for teachers training their students and encouraging their families, were it not for our military and the things that they do to keep us safe that we don't even think twice about. Oh, Bart, did I tell you one day, you know, we have cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
We are big on staying connected. My cell phone rang one day, and it was my son calling from Afghanistan, and I was so excited to hear his voice and said, well, how are you doing? And the first words out of his mouth, guess what I did that today, Dad? I said, what's that? I said, I defused a bomb. What?
Oh, no.
What? My son defusing a bomb? He was on guard duty at the main gate of the base that he was at, and he had one of those long poles with mirrors mm-hmm. on the end that he mm-hmm. was running underneath of a truck, and he found an explosive device underneath of it, and he defused it and took it out. And I'm going, that's my boy. I was there. I caught him when he came into the world. I wrapped him in swaddling clothes the day he was born. God takes you through adventures, and it's so exciting to celebrate those adventures when God provides the hope and the joy and the peace that's about Christmas. You're getting me talking too much,
now,
and you're playing
with
the
phone call.
Okay, by all means.
Good morning. Whoops.
Oops.
Didn't get that one. 893-1450 is our phone number, 893-1450. I think you can see why Bruce Hamilton is with us this morning. He is filled with the Christmas spirit.
Oh, God bless
and
you.
Sharing it with you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The night before Christmas and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. All the stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in the hope that St. Nicholas soon would be there. Then what to my wondering eyes should appear? A miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer. A little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment
two powerful FM signals, one AM signal, and online at WGNSradio.com means that you can listen to us anywhere. AM, FM, online.
It's the year-end celebration at Ford of Murfreesboro on Broad at Northfield. Celebrate with a 2013 Ford Fiesta, a 2013 Ford Focus with 0% financing, a 2013 Ford Fusion, a Ford Escape, or the best-selling truck, the Ford F-150. Ford is America's best-selling brand, and now it's time to celebrate with a great deal at Ford of Murfreesboro. Visit them online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Again, that's fordofmurfreesboro.com at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
For over 130 years, dreams have come true at Bell Jewelers. Come by and let Lisa, Greg, or anyone at Bell Jewelers show you the Belatoire Fun Fashion Color Line. You get a free Belatoire necklace with a purchase of $300 or more now through the end of the year. That's at Bell Jewelers. They really do make dreams come true. 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots.
Bell Weather
Jewelers.
We'll see rain showers continuing in our forecast early on today. Otherwise, expect cloudy conditions with an afternoon high near 56 degrees. And we'll see cloudy skies tonight with a low of 38. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sandra Nyske. Right now, it's 48.
This weather on WGNS brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, and we have hot, delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies every day. Come and see us, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, and home of Otis Spunkmeyer hot, delicious cookies.
Now, more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS. Swap and Shop with Bart Walker. Weekday mornings, 7:50 to 8:10 on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Blue Christmas without you.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. 893-1450. Bruce Hamilton is with us on this Christmas Eve.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Bart.
Or maybe it's Elvis. Hey, did you bring any sweet rolls and stuff?
No, I'm having to behave rolls? Myself. I can't eat as many of those things as I used to.
Elvis, he loved those.
Oh, yes, indeed, he did. Well, Bruce, they say he never really passed away, that he runs a donut shop in Tupelo.
Well, let's head over there.
Let's do it.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Pretty good, Bart.
Good morning.
I just want to call and wish y'all a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
I hope you're going to have a good one.
I am.
Very good. Any favorite Christmas story you'd like to share with us today?
None right offhand.
Okay, well,
I just want to say that if it wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't be here. He's the reason for the season.
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you for sharing that with us today, and you have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thanks again. Bye-bye. If you have a favorite Christmas story, something that has happened to you personally that has touched your life, we'd love to hear from you this morning. 893-1450. Bruce Hamilton is with us this morning. He's the pastor of the Rockvale Church of God. Had you lived in a rural area before?
Yes, I have. Before, one of my stops along the way was in Charlevoix, Michigan. That's way up at the tip of the Mitt, about 50 miles south of the Mackinac Bridge. When you wanted to go to the mall when you lived there, it was a 50-mile trip one way to the mall, and Kmart was 12 miles away. Now, it's changed a lot since then, but when I was there, well, let's put it this way. Northern Michigan is the land of four seasons: early winter, midwinter, late winter, and next winter. We started with our snow in about Columbus Day, and it would stay till Mother's Day. And I can remember shoveling sidewalks in front of the church in May to clear a path for people to come in and worship. It's a wonderful experience to be in small and big communities alike, but there's a closeness in small towns that's just priceless, And I can't say how much places like Rockvale and Eagleville and Unionville and Christiana and Smyrna, all the communities here collectively that make Rutherford County the special place that it is. And you don't realize sometimes until you sit down and count your blessings how good it is.
People, you're right, they don't realize how fortunate they are because they are surrounded with people who really care about
them. It's truth.
And I think we've been hearing that in some of the phone calls today.
Yes.
And if you have a thought you'd like to share this morning, give us a call, 893-1450. We'll be here for 20 more minutes, regular time on Christmas Eve, and or any other day, as a matter of fact. 893-1450, we would love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your Christmas story and perhaps something that has made a difference in your life.
There might just be somebody out there that is what I call a second chance couple, okay? My wife Jill has been very loving and dedicated to me. This is our second marriage. And when you start over again, it's an interesting experience. My children, I don't call them stepchildren because they've become so much a part of my heart. It's as if they are my own. My children, when we first got married, couldn't quite figure out what to call me. I will never forget one morning when my grandson came into our bedroom, and he came by my side of the bed, and he started slapping on me, tapping on me, as children do when they want to wake you up and get your attention. Mm-hmm. And he called me something I'd never been called before. He called me Papa. And from that moment on, the whole family said, you know, that name fits. That's really neat. We're just going to call you Papa from here on out. So I'm glad to be the Papa of my family. I'm not just the dad to Debbie and David, my children, but I'm the Papa, not just to Debbie and David, to Kelly, to Kim. They're just wonderful. And then grandkids, let me tell you about my grandchildren, Mark.
All right.
Oh, yes. I have Mason and Michael, who live in Alabama and may be coming up here. We're not sure, but they're my two youngest. Mm-hmm. Then in Indianapolis, I have Olivia, who is 6, and Sophia, who is 4, and Brennan and Gavin, who are twins, who are 3. And if you have never had twins in your family anywhere, I admire my daughter to handle 4 kids under the age of 6 all at the same time and keep her sanity is positively amazing. I just am so tickled with what children bring to us.
And grandchildren are even more special. I don't know what it is.
It's grand when you can give them back. That's what they say. But I tell you what, we have been so fortunate. Jill and I have mm-hmm. had a marvelous relationship. She shares the sensitivity to the ministry with me, and she's a terrific encouragement. So if you are a second chance couple out there, I'm telling you, you're going to do great. You value the new opportunities to begin again. You value the new possibilities that are in front of you. And what's Christmas about as well, if not new opportunities, new hope, new insights, new directions? You're going to be great, so be encouraged.
What about Christmas traditions? How important are they? And do they become more important with time or less important?
Well, I'm trying to decide how to answer you on that one. It's not that you caught the preacher speechless. I'm very seldom caught speechless, but there's several things I could say. I had a heart attack at a young age. I had a heart attack at the age of 39.
Wow, that is young.
The trauma of turning 40, I tell people, because it was 2 weeks before my 40th birthday. My birthday is Wednesday, by the way.
This coming Wednesday, yes. Happy birthday.
Thank you. That Christmas that I had my heart attack, I had an angioplasty done, but I was pretty much told to stay indoors, relax, do nothing for 6 weeks. Hmm. Do you know what it's like for a pastor to have to miss Christmas? I mean, you talk about traditions. You are used to leading your people in the stories of Jesus and his birth. You're used to celebrating communion. You're used to doing candlelight and carols. You're used to doing all these wonderful things to encourage people's hearts. And suddenly, I couldn't do them. And this was in Michigan, in my little town of Charlevoix. And the people up there did something that I never expected. They came to me. They came to our house. Where I usually take folks to go Christmas caroling, they came and Christmas caroled me. And it was so amazing to see them there in the snow in my front yard, at my front door, singing, sharing their love and sharing their faith. You wonder sometimes if you're doing a good job or not. In that moment, I knew somebody was doing a good job because it was so special to see my heart lifted up and encouraged. Think about it, my friends. The name of Jesus is on everybody's lips at this time of year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. The spirit that you share, the attention and the affection that you share, the reality of what you believe that you share, those are traditions that you just don't need to let slip through your fingers. You value every day because you never know. Now, that was 39. I'm going to turn 62 Wednesday, so that tells you how long ago it was. You never know when your day might be at an end. Your journey through this world might be at an end, and it's important to value them all, every day that you're given with the love that God's placed in your heart.
You know, it's exciting to hear you tell about that congregation who came to you. Mm-hmm. You couldn't come out and go to them, so they did a reverse role play and came to you. That took courage.
I mean,
that was out of their comfort zone, probably. And how many times, and I'm asking this of all of you listening in, how many times have you had an opportunity to do something special for somebody, but it was out of your comfort zone? And for one reason or another, that opportunity sort of drifted away.
I got to brag a little bit, not on me, but on my youngest daughter, Kimberly. Kimmy is attending Tribeca Nazarene University in Nashville. She's majoring in social work. And this semester that just finished up, she's been doing a practicum at the American Cancer Society Hope Lodge in Nashville. If you're not familiar with the Hope Lodge, most everybody's heard of the Ronald McDonald House. Well, the Hope Lodge does what the Ronald McDonald House does for cancer families. Kimmy was so moved by the folks that she was helping to care for and look after and the adventures they were going through in their treatments. She came to us and said, "Can we do something for them for Christmas? I really would like to see if we couldn't do Christmas dinner for them." And when she first kind of laid it out on me, I'm trying to figure out, how in the world can we pull this off? We're talking about feeding 25 or 30 people and taking it from Rockvale up there and all of this stuff. And I thought, well, you know, this is a deal where you preach it, you'd better practice it. So I came to the Rotary Club Board of Directors and shared my daughter's vision. And they were kind enough to donate money for catering, which, by the way, when I leave here, I'm going to pick up the food for the dinner from the caterer and get it all put away and ready. The Rotary Club is doing the dinner. My church provided 10 pies and 2 batches of homemade Christmas candy. The Grace Place Church in Nashville, Tennessee, up in Nashville, provided some food baskets for afterwards as well. It's become a team effort. So on Christmas Day, tomorrow, our family is going to go up to Hope Cancer Lodge and hopefully carry Christmas to other people. And I'm very, very proud of my daughter for thinking of it.
She had an opportunity and did not let it slip away.
It's
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. Merry Christmas to you.
Hi, Merry Christmas. This is David calling from Michigan.
Hey, David.
David! Hi, brother.
How you doing, Pastor?
It's good to see you. This young man was in my congregation in Charlevoig.
Ah,
and yes, I was a long time ago.
Before I came on, I posted on Facebook that I was going to join you, and I put the link there. And David took it seriously. So see, you're reaching out further than you thought. Have you got snow this morning, brother?
We have a little bit. It's not a typical Christmas time for us. There's a little bit of snow here, but up north they got hit pretty hard, I understand. So I'm no longer up north. I'm near Flint.
That's a good place to be, over there by the Thumb. I know that. And how about Starla and the kids?
They're doing really well. My kids are, the child that you dedicated, Megan, she's 14 now.
Oh, get out of here. Really?
Yes. So it's been quite a few years, and it's been tremendous. And she's out there giggling because we show her the video of her dedication every once in a while, and she gets all embarrassed because, as you remember, what happened?
Yes.
We had to dry clean your suit, I believe.
That's all right. That's all right. Did she read the letter?
You know what? I think I've still got that in my lockbox. She's not. I don't remember. How old was she supposed to be?
Any time you feel it's ready. When I dedicate children, I write an individual letter to that child, and I give it to the parents with the instruction, if you ever have a really bad day with your child, get this letter out and let them read it, and maybe that'll help you get through the bad day. But Megan would never be bad to you and Starla, would she?
Megan has never given us a real bad day, ever, so... But we won't talk about my other two. That's just kidding.
Oh, David, this is very special. Thank you. This is like a family reunion to have folks from Michigan reach out today. So you remember some of the stories I've been telling this morning.
Certainly do. And I'll tell you what, Pastor Bruce has been a huge influence in my life and opened me up out of a shell that I wasn't sure I could come out of. And I just know that whoever's in his church now, his congregation, they've got to be blessed.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you very, very much. This is a very sweet place, and they've been very, very good to me. I could not be prouder. You know more of the story than a lot of people do, so you understand what I mean when I talk about valuing second chances. I am very fortunate and very blessed, and to have had people like you in my path and in my journey means a great deal. By the way, I still have the lighthouse that you and David made.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great. I've always thought about making another one for myself, but ever since that time, I've never actually gotten around to it.
This is a young man who is an excellent woodworker.
Oh,
and
what
he
a
made a lighthouse for me that's probably sitting on a 2-foot base and stands maybe 2-foot high, that is absolutely beautiful. Hand spindled, hand turned, just gorgeous. I'm very proud of that piece that he and my son made together, who also happens to be David. So it was the brothers David put it together for their dad and pastor.
Well, David, Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for sharing the story.
Well, thank you too, and God bless you all.
Thank you.
Bye, David. Say hi to Starla.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Doing just fine.
Good.
This is Marlon James from Gray, Tennessee. Bruce and
Marlon.
I go to the 70s when I was a minister over in Bristol, and he was at Johnson City, and I'm ministering Kingsport now. And listening by the way of Internet.
Ah, very good. So you're up in Kingsport.
Well, actually in Gray, halfway between Johnson City and Kingsport, but I'm senior minister at Oakwood Forest Christian Church in Kingsport.
Beautiful area.
Marlon is an outstanding preacher and friend, and he can testify to health adventures because he's had his own share of health adventures that God has brought him through, and I value him for what he does for his people and for what he does for me. Thank you for this blessing, brother.
Right. Well, 7 years ago, I was leaving the Johnson City Medical Center after they had said that I would not live. I'd had bypass surgery in the last of November and picked up a disease called serratia that only 2% of the people ever survive. And through prayer, I'm a miracle today, and God's still blessing. I'm still pastoring.
Amen.
And turned 70 a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, you're just a young man, Marlon. Age is only a number.
The Lord is good, and Christmas is a special time to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I never get tired of sharing the message.
Amen. Thank you for calling in this morning. It means a lot. You best give a hug to your wife for me, okay?
Well, do that, and Merry Christmas to all of you down in the middle part of Tennessee.
Merry Christmas, Marlon.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. 893-1450, if you have a thought you'd like to share with us this morning, 893-1450. The spirit of Christmas, that's what we are focusing on. We'll be right back.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
We'll see rain showers continuing in our forecast early on today. Otherwise, expect cloudy conditions with an afternoon high near 56 degrees. And we'll see cloudy skies tonight with a low of 38. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now, it's 48.
For decades, we've been telling you that Bell Furniture has first quality name brand furniture half price every day. Now this locally owned family business has pictures of some of their furniture on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com. Save with Perry Bell at Bell Furniture.
1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. And on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
It's Christmas Eve, and welcome back. Bruce Hamilton, the pastor of the Rockville Church of God, is with us. We have about four more minutes with you this morning, and we're getting into the spirit of the season. I hope you stay in that spirit all year long. That would be
Amen.
Nice.
Amen. That would be nice. And I hope, too, if your church is having Christmas Eve services, that you'll go out and join them this evening. We're going to have communion at 7 o'clock tonight, and I know I'm not the only one. I think Fellowship Church just down the road from me on 99 has communion at 4 and 6, and there'll be some other congregations doing it as well. There's something about taking communion that sets the stage in your heart for what unfolds on Christmas morning. And your pastor, Pastor John at First Pres, is a wonderful man, and I know he's brought blessing to y'all's hearts too.
Very definitely, and he is giving communion at 7 tonight, but he also has a service at noon today for people who are traveling or for people who just don't want to be out when it's dark.
Absolutely.
And then a family candlelight service at 5 o'clock, and that's at First Presbyterian Spring and College.
Well, we are on Jackson Ridge Road, just off of Highway 99. If you head out west on 99, like you're going to Eagleville, you will see Thompson Services. It's on the corner of 99 and Jackson Ridge. Turn right there, and you will see us right when you come up the rise on Jackson Ridge Road. And we would love to have anybody come by and say hello. Bart, I just want to tell you how much I enjoy sitting here chatting with you.
It has been a ball.
It's almost as much fun as those 2-meter radios that you and I play around with. We're both ham radio operators. And he took me to a ham fest down in Tullahoma, and he just twisted my arm into spending some money on
a
little handy talkie. We did. And they've been so much fun to play with.
Boys have to have toys, and girls too.
Remember that, Jill. You heard Bart say so first. It's all right for me to have a toy, okay? You heard it on the radio that it's all right for me to have a toy.
In fact, John Hinkle in his service on Sunday was talking about the importance of toys
mm-hmm.
for kids. And, you know, he said, don't be offended when if you give them a sock or a shirt, they throw it to the side and then they get a toy. And he said, you can see their brain start to turn as they're starting to play with that toy. And I don't think that's limited to children.
What's the more fun part for kids sometimes? It's not what's in the box, but the box itself that they have
absolutely.
So much fun playing with.
Absolutely.
In fact, one of our grandsons, Michael, got a present yesterday. And you know, he opened it up, and there were all kinds of things in there. But the thing he gravitated to was a tiny ball down at the bottom. That was what he wanted. It didn't matter that there was bigger stuff in there, but he got the ball. And that ball was flying all over the house before you know it, giving us all heart failure because there's so many breakables. But then again, the smile on his face is worth everything.
And you know, I think there's a message in that. It's not always the big things.
The little things make the difference. God bless you, Rutherford County. Thank you for the opportunity to visit with you today. Thank you, Bart, for just encouraging the good neighbor spirit at WGNS Radio. It means a lot. Merry Christmas, my friends. May
Merry
those
Christmas.
Blessings grow every day.
Bruce Hamilton visiting with us today. Good morning.
Born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's